Preston and Steve Fun Size Podcast.
Kathy sent this to me. It's not even really an article or anything like that. It's simply just a, it's a graphic that says you can only pick two smells. And then it's got a list of things that you choose from. Now, I don't know.
They have a mandated list?
It's a mandated list, and, and you have to pick two of these smells. And at first, I'm like, oh, this is kind of stupid. And then I looked at all the things on here. I'm like, this is a really hard decision.
I know the two that I would
pick.
Do
you really?
Yeah.
Okay. Is that the list there, Kathy?
Yes.
All right. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. There's 16 on here, okay?
All right.
So you can only pick two smells.
Mm.
And let me read these to you, and we'll see what you guys think, all right? Fresh cut grass.
Mm-hmm.
Homemade bread, strong coffee, line dried sheets, dark chocolate, garden dirt. That one's kind of weird. Campfire, brownies baking, chlorine.
Chlorine.
I love chlorine.
Me too.
I do too, man.
Oh,
I do
it.
Too.
Yep.
Baby snuggles, apple pie.
Mm-hmm. Wait, I'm sorry. Baby snuggles? Like
an actual baby or the
no, I would
the dryer
imagine
sheets.
The diapers?
The sheets. Nick, can you do a search on Baby Snuggles and see what product comes up?
Snuggles, the fabric
yeah,
softener
bear? Because a snuggle is a verb, right?
I think it's actually a baby.
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
Oh, okay. Because, you know, if you smell the top of a baby's head, it's actually...
What if you smell the ass, though?
Well, that's
a whole other game.
All right, then you have apple pie... Banana boat sunscreen.
I love it.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. All right. New books, fresh towels, leather boots, or right before it rains.
Also like that.
So all of these are very good.
Really good.
And you just only two smells you'll ever smell for the rest of your life?
There's one missing from here, though.
What?
That I think could be my favorite smell.
Cooter?
Well,
burnt rubber.
I didn't think about that.
Burnt rubber.
No, not burnt rubber. Bacon cooking in the house.
Mm.
When I would wake up on the weekend and that would be the first thing.
Yeah.
Mom was cooking breakfast downstairs.
Chicken in the bread pan.
Picking out dough. No, that was pretty special scent.
Yeah, your new breakfast would be ready for you when you got down there. I know what you mean.
Yep. So what would you describe as the classic Christmas smell? Like a Christmas tree.
Christmas tree.
Yeah.
Evergreen,
yep.
Yeah, that's also a good one.
Also, you know what I love is the Easter smell, the hyacinth. You know what those are, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's that? The hyacinth.
Are they flowers?
Flowers, yeah.
Okay.
They're kind of like little mini flowers that kind of go up in a cone.
Okay.
It is the quintessential Easter smell.
They come up the same time as daffodils.
Mm-hmm.
And they're up at this time of year.
Yep.
This is tough. Fresh cut grass, homemade bread, strong coffee, line dried sheets, dark chocolate, garden dirt.
You're talking two smells only for the rest of your life.
Campfire, brownies, baking. Just two of these that would be your favorite. Chlorine.
Just two, I guess.
You can only pick two smells.
Yeah.
Chlorine, baby snuggles, apple pie, banana boat sunscreen, new books, fresh towels, leather boots, and right before it rains.
So, do you want to know my two?
Yeah, what are yours?
Okay, so I did have a hard time between a number of them. So, strong coffee, baby snuggles, the banana boat sunscreen, and right before it rains. But if I had to pick two, I would do strong coffee and baby snuggles.
No kidding.
Oh, yeah.
Me
okay.
he's a nice guy.
Kathy, I'm with you on the strong coffee. That is definitely one that I strong coffee, no doubt. I have a hard time with the other ones, just kind of keying in on one.
Okay.
Kathy, banana boat sunscreen kind of smells coconutty, right?
Yeah, maybe a little bit. It can, yeah.
All right.
And I don't like coconut, but I do love the smell of that.
Right.
I think, you know, now that we've quantified what baby snuggles is, I think that'd be one of mine.
Yeah.
Wow, is that such a special scent.
So is it the baby itself or the baby powder and the baby?
No, it's the baby.
Yeah,
oils.
It's like...
The newborn baby has
and it was
smell.
Always because you hold the baby like this and their head is right here and you just lean over and just smell and it's just so...
It's kind of like a lot of smells. You gotta figure.
Does anyone find puppy breath a good smell?
Sure.
Yeah,
not a good smell.
I do.
Right after they puke?
No.
No.
Maybe before that.
No, I kind of like, but the same thing with my kittens. Like, I mean, they're not kittens anymore, but when they were, they kind of
I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love animal, you know, listen, I love how my dog's pads smell like corn chips.
Corn chips, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Here's the one. There are a bunch of people texting him ones that aren't on the list. Honeysuckle.
Yes.
Honey.
Yeah.
That's if you drive
I'm
by.
A honeysuckle.
If you drive by when those are blooming, oh, it smells so good.
My favorite flower smell is jasmine. And I don't know what that is, but like what
that's
it is
a favorite
about.
Prostitute of mine, Jasmine.
Jasmine. Yeah. She's a great stripper as well.
It's like going, what is it?
I'll
the jasmine
take the
in my
dentures
mind?
Out.
Yeah. But as far as like, Preston, you talked about sort of a memory associated with a smell and bacon and coffee. I get that. But my mom. To this day, makes excellent brownies, and so brownies baking.
Okay.
Not only is it a pleasant smell in and of itself, but it evokes strong and happy memories.
Not raising meatballs.
She
puts meatballs in her brownies.
She does not. She puts raisins in her meatballs. But my mom's Italian cooking. That's a pretty great smell as well.
Mm-hmm.
There is a smell that I don't think anybody's ever going to smell ever again, and I loved it.
The dodo.
No, dittos.
Dittos.
I was close.
What are dittos?
Ditto papers. Copiers.
Ditto papers.
Dittos in school.
Yes.
Remember that?
Kids, there's a scene in Fast Times at Ridgemont High where they pass out the dittos. You know, it's like a drum and you'd make multiple copies with ditto paper.
Uh-huh.
And
then
so
the whole
it had,
class
it,
go.
They would get high off it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's one smell that I love, and I do not smoke pot, but like, somebody smoking weed.
Really?
Yes. I like.
Get out of here.
Yeah. Like, not if I'm right next to them, you're blowing it in my face, but just off in a distance where you're like, oh, somebody in the neighborhood smoking. Like that,
man,
I like.
Something to say about some good gnarly skunk bud, man. I'll tell you that.
It's the sweet leaf, right?
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Hang on a second. I want to go to someone who has not been able to smell for 10 years.
What?
Oh, my gosh.
Jessica is on the line. Hi, Jessica. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, Jessica, currently you still cannot smell, or can you?
I can. I actually had surgery about a year ago, and so I wasn't able to smell. Probably about 15 years off and on, and then 10 years just nothing. I couldn't smell anything, and so after the surgery, it was like amazing. The first thing I smelled was coffee, and I like burst into tears. It was the
no
craziest
kidding.
Thing.
Jessica, so just a quick thing. It was corrective surgery specifically to restore your olfactory senses, or
it was I had nasal polyps.
Oh, okay.
So I had,
all right.
Surgery where they cleared out all the nasal polyps and kind of cleared out my sinus cavity, and then it took about maybe a month and a half, and then it took about 6 months to like really for everything. Although I realized like the things that stink now are really strong. But
yeah, but you don't mind, do you?
Oh no, not at all. But campfire, hands down, is my absolute favorite thing to smell. Like it's just
no kidding.
But most of the things, it's all memory related. So, like, I'll smell certain foods, and it makes me think of like certain times when I was a kid.
Well, they say your actual the clearest, most profound generator of tangible memories is smell,
without question.
Yeah,
without question. When that perfect combination of whatever odors creates that one that hits it right on the nail.
Yeah,
vivid images come in your mind.
Oh,
Jessica,
completely. Did it affect your taste?
You know, for a long time it didn't, but towards the end, when part of what made me actually go through with the surgery was that I did. Like, certain things would just taste, like, I'd lose notes of it. Like, fresh herbs are much stronger now, so, like, now I can't get enough basil.
Or basil sauce and pesto.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, and garlic. Oh, my God, garlic smells amazing.
What about garlic breath?
Garlic breath? Oh, bad breath stinks really bad, but garlic breath, I can go without that.
Well, that's wild that you got a new lease on nose.
Yeah, how long ago did your sense of smell return?
How long ago? It's been about a year.
Oh, okay. So you're still in it.
Like I'm still going through the seasons. Like the candy bag. Oh my God, the candy bag at Halloween was just like so awesome. Yeah. All those different smells, and it just brought me right back to being a kid.
Okay. So there's that dark chocolate smell that people, I do love that. Everything on this list, I don't.
Thanks, Jessica.
To me, I find it hard to. I tend to like. I do like the smell of fresh cut grass, or just outside, like on a spring day.
Specifically at the beginning of the season.
Yes, yeah.
I mean, like right now you're starting to get it, and then that's when it really smells great. When you're cutting the lawn in August, it sucks.
It's a little more angry.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you can smell the humidity, too.
Yeah.
I know you weren't into it, Preston, but the fresh garden dirt, that'll do it for me. Because I like being...
A mulch?
Mulch is good, but like working in the garden, there's a smell to it, and it's a little more subtle than some of these
mulch smells like poop.
It can,
but like Yeah, whatever.
Septic tank?
Potting soil and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah, topsoil.
Can smell nice.
Good peat. I like a good peat.
A good peat smell.
Yeah.
Man, when we were in Ireland...
They used peat to heat homes.
They burned peat all over the place, and it did have this...
I love that smell.
...kind of interesting smell to it.
Really? Yeah, yeah, it was really a nice smell. We were in Newcastle West, which is a super quaint little Irish town, and that was... You could smell that all over the place.
Marissa?
I think my two favorites are not on this list.
Okay.
Number one is walking through the city and smelling dryer sheets coming out of dryer vents.
Okay.
I do like that smell.
I just love that. And then second one is fresh lumber. Like if a house is under construction?
Yeah, absolutely.
What about if somebody's been splitting wood? Like that smell?
It's probably the same thing.
Okay.
Yeah, but like just walking through like Home Depot or like construction sites.
Okay.
That fresh lumber smell.
What about if someone was popping wood?
Love that one too.
What are your thoughts on diesel exhaust?
No. It made me think of that triggered a memory for just now. The smell of a two-stroke engine.
Yes.
I love the smell of
it. Yeah.
I had a motorcycle, and you had to add the oil and all that stuff, and we also had boats, Steve. You remember when you'd have to add the oil to that?
We had the Johnson engines and then Evinrude.
And I think of going to the lake or something like that when I smell a two-stroke engine.
On the baking thing, the brownies, I can certainly side with Nick on that. Chocolate chip cookies are definitely that.
I think I'd side with the apple pie, personally. Yeah.
Really? Apple pies are wonderful, though. The ones that just, you know what? Honestly, good burgers being made.
Mm. Oh, yeah, like a burger on the grill?
List, yeah.
On this list.
On this list specifically. You got to pick two.
All right, you're right. Then I would mix chlorine with banana boat sunscreen.
Mix them together?
Yeah, make it a stew.
Okay, all right.
You should mix chlorine and ammonia.
Cure cancer. Yeah. I always thought that when I was a kid. If I mix toothpaste with mouthwash, I bet that'll cure cancer.
I'm just going to go with my gut because the more as you go down the list, you go, that one's good too. That one's good. The two that I gravitate to immediately are the baby snuggles and fresh cut grass. I think I'd choose those.
Okay. You know, then your perfect scenario is a baby mowing the lawn.
Wouldn't it be?
Get to work.
But I mean, those are the ones that I go.
A baby drawn lawnmower.
Immediately associate with good memory. So pick two quickly, Case. What do you think?
I'm
definitely thinking
going
too hard about it.
Strong coffee. Okay. And I love like sniffing coffee grounds. I love it. Brownies baking.
Okay. And Kathy, you already chose yours.
Yeah, I did the baby snuggles and coffee.
It's too hard for me.
Nick, what are you picking?
I'm going brownies and campfire.
Okay. Campfire's good, though, man. Wow. Okay. Hang on. I got some calls online. People want to add other things. What?
Kathy just turned her nose up at the campfire.
I was like,
oh, God, outside.
And, of course, this leads to bizarre scents, things that would not be on this list for some reason you really like the smell of. I'm going to go to some callers. I have Barb on the line. Hey, Barb, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, what's up, Barb?
Well, you're talking about the correlation of when you're younger and the scents that stick with you. I love the salt air at the seashore.
Yes.
It's a good one. Especially when it first hits you.
Yeah.
You know, when you're driving there and all of a sudden you're like, we're close.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's so wonderful.
Yeah. Driving.
I love that. You know, it's similar, well, for me, is late August when a senior citizen who's lived alone passes away.
Shut up.
Yeah.
And they
stop it.
Steve.
They open the door.
God. What is wrong with you?
It smells.
But so, Grandma.
That weird, like, so when you're driving.
I think we got one.
Yep.
When you're driving into, like, when you get off of the Garden State Parkway and you're heading into it's a little stinky.
I don't smell it at that point. I usually have to get off at one of the exits first.
Like a low tide. That's what I'm saying. You're talking about like a low tide scenario.
Once you get off the Garden State Parkway and you're like now heading in, there is a weird...
Yeah, there can be a rank smell.
And it's not like the worst. I don't hate it.
But then there is definitely that beach smell that hits you.
Yeah, once you get past like the marsh area and stuff like that.
Marsh.
When you mentioned bizarre smells, how about that sawdust that people in school, they would lay down on top of if somebody threw up? That sawdust stuff, whatever that was.
It was basically, a lot of it was sawdust initially. Our janitors used to have sawdust.
It smelled good.
Really? Yeah. When mixed with puke?
No.
When you mixed it with the right amount of puke. God, it was wonderful. And then the taste.
Yeah. Mm. Also, and Kathy, you'll never understand this, but urinal cakes smell so good.
What? I sure won't.
Yeah.
Urinal cakes?
Urinal cakes smell awesome.
I've smelled some that, mm-hmm. that
and
actually...
And then the taste.
Oh. The bed.
Oh, the icing.
Somebody texted in, fresh cut vagina.
Oh, what? Labiaplasty.
All right, let me go to Jake. Hi, Jake. Good morning. Jake, you're on the air.
Is it James or Jake?
Oh,
I don't know. James, it's you.
What's up, buddy?
Hey, I was just saying that when you drive by the diner every morning, the fried onions coming out of the plates.
Fried onions, breakfast food in general, bacon and eggs and toast. You know, it elicits memories of major strokes.
Yeah, when you're at the ballpark and they're frying onions and peppers.
Yeah,
for the sausage, peppers and onion, and it smells so good.
I like the smell of Jim's steaks.
Yeah.
And then when you come out of there, you can just smell me.
Yeah.
Well, and you get the smell of Jim's steaks. You do smell like that place.
Absolutely.
It carries with you.
If I go to a place, I love the smell. I love the smell of, a breakfast restaurant. But if I leave and my hair, my clothes smell like that, it makes me sick.
Well, pizza. The smell of pizza. Freshly baked, freshly out of the oven pizza.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Good.
President, I'm so happy you said Jim's because that one in particular is the one place that makes me want to eat meat again.
Oh, really?
Walking down South Street, okay. I smell... Jim Steaks.
Yeah, they got those big ventilators on the side of the building, and it pumps all that smell outside.
Not by accident.
There's a pizza restaurant on 13th and Sansom that does the same thing.
Yeah.
So when you're, drunk walking out of the bar, you just kind of smell the
It's perfect. Pizza. It draws people in. Okay, here's an odd one. Let me go to Eric. Hey, Eric, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Hey, I used to work for Tower Records a long time ago, and it was the smell of a CD jewel case. It was like a sweet smell to it.
Like a scent to it.
I'm trying to remember that smell.
I don't know that I recall that or not.
No.
But I guess you guys would get them in crates. So,
oh, yeah. Yeah.
So I could see that being a little overpowering. So you file that as a favorable scent?
Yeah. It was nothing like the scent of a new CD. You know, you unwrap it and it was just there, and, it stayed for a while, too. So,
okay.
But, yeah.
I'm trying to remember, but I do remember I used to love, getting Tower Records and coming back with, five or six CDs. It was a great experience.
Let's try Corey out. He's got one. Hi, Corey. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, what's up, Corey?
I like the smell of carpets.
Carpets?
Like new carpet.
New carpet, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yep. When it definitely has a strong scent to it when it's brand new.
I always went into a carpet store when I was young with my parents. I would always just smell the carpets.
Okay. What's your son doing?
How'd that work out?
He really likes the stiff carpet. You do me a favor, you keep an eye on that boy.
Leslie's Pool Supplies. I love the smell of that store.
Yep.
I love it.
Would that be chlorine?
Yeah. It's kind of the plastic. There's a
special. It's Velma who works behind the counter.
It is not Velma. There's that pool plastic smell that I absolutely adore.
Well, on that, then there's something to say for the quote-unquote new car smell.
Love the new car smell. Yep.
Which is pretty great. I have to admit it. And I don't think they all smell quite the same, but
no.
There is a something that's similar. Hold on. Chuck just brought something in. Chuck D'Amico. Yeah. He's carrying a shoebox.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Dead puppy.
So I got brand new. What's
it? Dead puppy.
Dead puppy. Dead puppy. Everybody, isn't it awesome?
Look, I got it in a box.
And I just
so
keep
I got
it around.
Brand new running shoes.
Ah.
They're actually not quite right for me. I'm going to return them. But I showed them to my friends, and everybody immediately just smelled them right up to the nose.
No, they want to smell
here.
You.
Well, I was passing them around. Here you go.
Nice. Grip.
Yeah. Okay, so you know what? A shoe store in general.
Ooh. Yeah, I dig that.
Smells nice. I immediately think of, you guys are going to die when I say this. When I smell this, I think of dicks.
I do like it. Of course you
Me
do.
Too.
Now,
isolate that, please.
Are you lifting up and smelling guns. Underneath, or are you?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. You mean the store?
Yeah, that's what I meant. Dicks.
Sporting goods.
I was asking if you were lifting up and smelling underneath, but Casey, are you good?
I already sniffed them. I was in his office.
Did you sniff them?
No.
Oh, okay.
But I usually do.
You what?
I would never sniff somebody else's sneakers.
Uh-huh.
And sniff your own.
If you like the smell of dicks, then...
Shut up.
Just say sporting goods.
What about urologist's office?
Love it there. My friend said opening a new can of tennis balls. That's
good. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
The tennis ball. I love the smell of balls.
Yes. Hair, fuzzy balls.
I get my dicks.
I get all my fuzzy balls when I'm sniffing dicks.
Well, I mean, some balls smell better than others.
True.
Like a fresh football. Like a like a leather football.
You know what else I used to let? Let's talk about smelling balls. The red ball from dodgeball. Dodgeball.
Like a Spalding made those, didn't they?
I don't remember a name on, but yes, the standard.
You're right, Steve. Yeah.
That had a nice scent to it. A basketball smells kind of nice, too.
Yeah.
Hang
Benoit.
On.
Benoit.
Baseballs smell good.
Benoit balls smell lovely.
They have two different scents, before and after.
Mm-hmm. Let me, hang on, I'm going to go to Chris. Hi, Chris, good morning.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Yeah, bud. All right, so a scent.
It's something that reminds me of my dad. I don't know if you even make this stuff anymore. It's Old Spice aftershave. And
yeah.
Any cigar that I smell. My dad passed away when I was 10.
Oh.
So long.
Oh.
Chris. A very nostalgic memory for you.
Chris, yeah, I still, every Sunday when I shave, and I just do it on Sunday, I put on Old Spice. They still make it. And I do it because of my dad. It's the same thing. It reminds me of his scent.
I shave.
And my dad's not gone or anything.
I slap on Old Spice. It reminds me of my mom.
Oh, isn't that nice?
When she would shave her face, she'd slap on a little Old Spice.
Yeah. Sure, exactly. All right, thanks.
And then we go to Dick's and smell some balls.
Let's go to Dick's and smell some balls. And there it is. Uh-huh. All right. What's interesting, and you know what, Marissa, will you post this on social media? And
You already did.
I knew you would. But only two smells from this particular list. Obviously, we added a bunch of them, but fresh cut grass, homemade bread, strong coffee, line dried sheets, dark chocolate garden dirt, campfire brownies baking, chlorine baby snuggles, apple pie, banana boat sunscreen, new books, fresh towels, leather boots, right before it rains, and dicks. No, balls. No, wait. No, that's it. That's all on the list. So thank you for your calls. We do appreciate it.
Get the whole Preston and Steve show for the Bizarre Files podcast at PrestonandSteve.com. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.